This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Mr. Charlie Starr, how are you this morning?
Man, I'm doing great. How are you, Johnny?
Well, look, I'm looking forward to tomorrow night, man. Sold out show already. The almighty Trouble Brothers, those no good sons of bitches opening up the show.
And rapscallions.
I know. No, they're ne'er-do-well. Scallywags, if you will. it's taken a long time to put all you guys on stage together, man. I'm really excited to have Greg's band open up for Smoke.
Me too. I can't wait.
It'll be good. Well, you guys have always brought, I was talking to somebody about that the other day, about all the great artists I've discovered because of people you have brought on tour with you. And you guys look for the absolute best, man. I mean, you're never afraid to find something new, something great, somebody on the rise, and bring them out with you.
Well, I mean, we love music, first and foremost. I was just thinking the other day about how much my youngest son and I love music together. We're fans. I mean, you know, if you listen to interviews with musicians that you love, they're the same way. They can't stop going on and on about, you know, something that they still listen to or something new that they discover. And that's what keeps us coming back. It's like the same kind of passion that people have for those Kansas City Chiefs of yours.
Right. But then with the music thing, you either do it or you don't. And you have to fall in love with somebody. It's true. Like, it's not about race, religion, sexuality, but I am busy judging you on your taste in music. That's a fact. That's real.
Yeah. Like, yeah, me too. I got to say the same thing. And anybody who goes, I'm not really into music, I'm like, next
what?
Person.
Yeah. Dude, I literally look at them like they've just told me they don't use oxygen. Where somebody goes,
right, I'm like, done. Yeah. Done with you. Next human.
That's how I fell in love with my girl, man. She just nerding out about music. Every song, every lyric, every bit, every piece. You playing this, sitting around with a bottle of wine and literally playing songs for each other.
That's right. How's she doing?
She's, you know, a terrible chaste in men, but otherwise just fine, you know. So, ready for the show tomorrow night. She got so excited. It suddenly dawned on her this Saturday that the show was Thursday, and all of a sudden she got super excited, man. So, it'll be great. It'll be fantastic, man. I'm really excited to see the show, and it's been so much, you know, this year. It's just been a lot, man. I thought the tribute shows, the videos I saw, by the way, for Britt, I thought they were beautiful, so well done, and he would have just absolutely loved it.
Oh, yeah, man. It was really special, and everybody was just, you know, extremely emotional, of course. That's obviously a part of it, but extremely thankful at the same time. It really couldn't have gone any better.
No, and I love that Butch Walker was there. And I know, you know, Butch has been a friend to everybody in Atlanta and produced music and done so much. You know, of course, Jesse Dupree, who produced your first record. And legends, you know, super legends like Rick Nielsen, who loved so much. And the tributes I saw from everywhere, from Slash across the board. It was a special night, man. And it's as hard as it is to lose a friend and have them move on to the next place. It is beautiful to see the respect, the love, and the impact he made on everybody.
Totally. I was talking to Butch, you know, Butch was there. Well, first of all, Britt bought a house from Butch way back. That's where he lived. Butch sold his house in Atlanta and moved to Los Angeles. And
was that with the Britt studio? There was a studio there?
No, this was the studio actually is where we formed Blackberry Smoke. It was across town. Butch was in there working. He was just starting to produce. I think he was just starting to work on that first Avril Lavigne record. And he watched us form the band. And I remember looking through, there was a plate glass, sort of like a window that separated these two rooms. And we were in there like running through songs, like the first Blackberry Smoke songs, like Testify and Sanctified Woman. And I remember we played Flirting with Disaster, and I looked over and he was in there dancing by himself. So I said, that was the very beginning of this thing. And I remember Britt and I were just so excited about, you know, because it was our baby, you know, from the very beginning. And I'm like, you watched it happen. I had forgotten about that.
No.
And he hadn't. He was like, I know. I was like, look at my little brothers go, you know. And so then it made so much sense to have him. And then, of course, Jesse was step two, you know, right there. So. It was, I don't know, it was like very full circle. And Jesse made this is a funny thing. I was very aware the other night that Chastain has an extremely strict curfew, because as beautiful an amphitheater as it is, it's in the middle of a residential neighborhood. And so they're like, if you go past 10:30, well, first of all, they'll shut the power down and it's $20,000 fine. So when he got on stage, I was like, there were two great big clocks for me to see. And I was like, can you hurry up with this history story? Cause I,
yep.
But it timed out perfectly. So, and there's no way that I could have interrupted him. He was telling the story, you know, and about how he first heard of us and when he first met us, and it was beautiful.
No, I remember the phone call I got from Dupree, and he goes, man, I want you to hear something. And it was Sanctified, and it was Testify, and it was, you know, and then I got into Normal Town, and we wore that record out. I mean, before I think it ever got printed, I had an early CD of it, and we all fell in love with this. And of course, caught you up in Sturgis, and that was like watching a freight train in a race, in a stock car race at the same time. And we were just so goddamn knocked out by it. It became our Sturgis anthem, that first album. So by the time the second record and third, fourth, and it just kept coming out, you'd already converted us. And we were making it our lives to be a street team and convert other people to it. I mean, I'm walking up and down the hallway at country music stations telling them they're all dicks if they don't play it. And, you know, but for real, but not because of friendship, but because of genuine fandom. I mean, and that's what the Smoke has always done, man. From 8 to 80, if you're a fan, you're a real fan. You're a fan for the lyrics. You're a fan for the emotion. You're a fan for the very reason we love music.
Well, I've appreciated you guys from the get go too. I remember meeting y'all the first time out there. I just also remember Jesse, that first tour that we embarked on was opening for Jackal for a month, 40 days actually.
Yep.
And, I remember we were playing some like rodeo arena. There was dirt on the ground and it was full of people. And we had found Paul and I had found a little shower. We were filthy from the road. And I mean, you know, we didn't have the best hygiene. And, when you do what you do in your 20s on the road in a rock and roll band.
That's right.
And, I remember Jesse, I came walking out of this, like, it was like a campground bathhouse, the kind that you want to wear flip-flops on your feet, you know, when you're in there taking a shower. And I walked out and Jesse goes, did you just take a shower? And I said, yeah. And he goes, how the hell is it that you look dirtier than you did before you got in the shower?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
But that's the stuff, right, man? You're in the van, you're in the rider truck, you're out there doing it when you go out, and it takes, what do they call it? That's how you get what they call road hot. That sound that you have, that smoke has, because you don't come off the road. You have short vacations, weeks, never months, as far as I've ever been able to tell, and then right back out on the road again. It never lets up.
10,000 hours. Somebody told me that Metallica were probably the most, Jason Newsted, he's become a friend, and he was talking about how they, in 1990 or 91, you know, that Black Album era, they literally did not come off the road for 3 years. Can you imagine?
No. People think it sounds like it'd be the best time ever. It's not. That's a never-ending. You're incredible as a band, as a unit, but everything else, man, that just eats away at your soul. You got to have your home time, your loved ones, your kids, your dog, whoever. You got to have something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He understood. He's like, that's the price that we paid, or the price that they paid, rather, for having such a successful record. They just couldn't stop touring. And it feels like, I don't know, we don't have that same problem, but it feels like somebody said the other day, how long's your tour? I said, 24 years.
And it's real. I mean, that is so true. And it is a machine. Like, when you guys get up and play, though, everything melts away. The crowds are always in love. And when you point out, like, Jason Newsted becomes a friend, or Slash becomes a fan, or the biggest guys in Nashville will come to your show, it is, you know, right out of the gate, bands like ZZ Top and Skynyrd saw what they saw in Blackberry Smoke. Before you had records out, before you had deals, everything was, let's come out, come on out with us, which never happens. You never see that happen.
Well, that kind of thing, we that's how we learned how to operate, is being, you know, asked to be a part of these tours and watching these people work and being like, oh, that's what you do. You don't do this other thing that we thought, you know. And like, this is all the dreams and aspirations we had, we're like, oh man, that's all fine and good, but it, at the end of the day, there is a way to do this without destroying yourself or your brand or your people, you know. And it was good. I look on it with so much appreciation that those guys let us be a part of their thing. See how it all works. You know?
Have the Lemmy Kilmister touch. You have the Motorhead touch. And now that'll sound weird to a fan who goes, they don't sound like Motorhead. That's right. But there's something else that I'm talking about. There's something where every musician, and I've seen it time and time again with Blackberry Smoke, they love, because what you do is so real and so genuine, and you don't follow trends, and it's not for the moment, and it's not for CMT or MTV. And that's what Motorhead was. That's what Lemmy was. That's why people loved him, because it's real piracy. It's real, real rock and roll is F you. I do what I do. If you like it, you're welcome to come along, but I'm not changing for you. And there's so little of that anymore. And I really do believe that, Charlie, that's the same thing that was Motorhead, the same thing that's Blackberry Smoke, same thing. So many bands out there that they do what they do. AC/DC is another one for me. They don't change for anybody. They do what they do, and they've always done what they've done. And that's, to me,
that's right.
It's a rare thing, man. You guys, it's so tempting, isn't it? Because I remember when the bigs were coming for you, and it's super tempting to give into it.
Well, it just, we only know how to do this one thing that we do, you know. I told somebody not long ago we'd make a horrible punk band.
Maybe, maybe not. It's hard to sell, man. You know, well, to hell, man. What did this goes deep, but didn't it was Britt and Richard, the brothers? They had it was Nihilist. They had a speed metal band before this.
They were, and Britt used to tell me, and they were really popular around the Atlanta area, and they fell apart before they ever did much touring, but they did. They really left their mark on the Atlanta music scene. I asked him, I was like, what happened? You know, he's like, that kind of music is like a sport. And he said, we got tired of playing for just dudes all the time.
Yeah, that'll do it. But it's the point being is you do something really original. You may not fit in perfectly, but you'll have a long career. When you guys realized you could go anywhere in the world and sell tickets, and that's the craziest thing. You know, everybody in the industry, guys, you guys listening, they want to put him in into the system and then control how it gets rolled out, how you, the listener, hear things, how everything is done. You guys discovered that they found you anyway, across the globe, worldwide. How weird was that when that started to happen? When you realized you could go to Paris from Atlanta, Georgia, and you could be in France, and all of a sudden, bam, you sold 5,000 tickets to a night. That had to have been the weirdest feeling.
It still is. It still is. We just were in Paris at Le Olympia.
Yeah.
I mean, the Beatles, the Stones, Led Zeppelin, the Doors. I mean, you name it.
Yeah.
If you played Paris, you played there. Hell, Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong played
right.
there. And that's not lost on me, man. And we just did Hammersmith Odeon, and I look up and I'm like, wow, okay, this is a long way from a little trailer in Lynetta, Alabama to this place, you know.
Also, one of the greatest live records from Motorhead ever made, No Sleep Till Hammersmith.
That's right. That's some unhinged rock and roll right there.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. We did sleep, though, Johnny, so we kind of we slept until Hammersmith.
But sold out shows in Brussels, Oslo, Munich, Copenhagen, the legendary Hammersmith, you know, the Apollo in London, the Olympia in Paris. I mean, these are the places around the world. These are the ones. These are the Ryman's of the world. And when you realize that you broke the system, and that is the other very punk rock thing I'll say about you guys. It's you know, and again, it's just, what do you love about music? Those are the things I love about music. The never say die, that we keep on going. We do what we do. We don't compromise, and we know who we are. It's really goddamn rare in this world. I've heard bands blow it after the first record because they're nonstop chasing that feeling, that first hit of smack, right? It feels so good
right.
to be accepted. You'll do anything to get that back in you. And it's,
that's right.
It's tough, man, but you guys have done it, and you'll see it tomorrow night. The show is sold out at the Uptown Theater. Charlie, I mean, the fact that you picked up the phone to call is just a testament to your character and your friendship, because you don't need to sell tickets. Those tickets sell themselves, man.
Well, we appreciate you, my friend.
I can't wait. Tomorrow night's going to be a really special show. I'm so happy that Greg's band is going to open up, the Almighty Trouble Brothers. Doors open at 7, Greg and the Almighty Trouble Brothers at 8. You guys, I'm sure, just after 9 o'clock. What time do you have a start time in front of you?
9:15,
I think. Sure. So it'll be great. I'm looking forward to blowing off a little steam and singing some songs.
Me too, my friend.
Listen, I'll see you, man. Thanks for staying late with us this morning, too, man. I know we're running a little behind, but you're a brother, and I love you. I'll see you tomorrow night.
Love you, too. See you guys.
See you, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.